What is up, my people? Let's drop another podcast. 408. Oh, I don't even give a fuck. Why the fuck are we? Who's counting anyways? Welcome back for another episode. Feeling a little low energy today. We show up anyways because that's what we do, man. We're committed to the craft. We love it. I feel like a little, I don't know, man, just having like some stomach issues. And then this is going to be a little personal, but for like the past 6 years, I've been dealing with like warts on my fingers, and I have like two warts that like, that's really random, right? what if I titled this episode Warts and Things? I've been dealing with these warts, and I don't know if you guys have ever dealt with warts, but like there's no cure for it. Like there's no cure for the actual virus. Like it's not like they could just give you an antibiotic and they're gone, or put a cream on it. It's like there's all these procedures. So I've had acid on them, I've frozen them, I had them burned, and the last step when the dermatologist comes in, she's like, okay, we're going to inject you with bleomycin. I don't know if anyone's ever heard of bleomycin, but it's pretty much like chemotherapy going into your wart. And I've had it done before, like maybe 10 years ago. And then I was like, yeah, I'm wart free. And then I noticed these two warts on my fingers about 5 years ago. And I was like, fuck it, I'm not going through that whole procedure again. But then they just grew, like, and like I can live with them, you know, but like since they're both on my index fingers, it's like I'm always like touching it. You know what I mean? Like it's just imagine if you had like, I don't know, a fucking raisin on the index finger. Maybe not that thick and big, but like, you know what I mean? Like you would just like feel like it's there all the time. So I was like, I want to get this taken off. And then like $1,000 later, you know, we're still dealing with it. So anyways, my fingers are like on fire because I had that done yesterday and they're swollen and blistered and I have band-aids on them. And then I was going to go to salsa, but like who the fuck wants to hold hands with somebody that has this shit? So, and then my stomach hurts. I went to go buy Pepto-Bismol. This is just turning into a vent. Like, you're probably like, let me turn this guy the fuck off. Anyways, has anyone tried Pepto-Bismol lately? It's really good. It used to, like, taste so bad when I was a kid, but now it's, like, kind of better. I don't know. Anyways, let's get to the positive shit, huh? Come on, Justin. I turn on your podcast, man. I want to hear about warts and shit, bro. Come on. yeah, but I just got to keep it real with you. Got to keep it real with you. Why I might sound a little low energy. Just drinking my mate here. Thursday, June 8th. I want to put out an episode for you today. And I hope you like the last one. I hope you like all of them. I mean, I can't guarantee you'll like all of my shit. But, you know, I hope you get something from the podcast. I often wonder what it'd be like to listen to my podcast if I wasn't me. And how would I critique it? And what would I feel? And that's what I want to talk about today is the bird's eye view of yourself. That's frankly what it's called in like, I don't know, lingo. Like take a bird's eye view, take a bird's eye view, take a bird's eye view. And it's like this zoom out feature, right? Zoom out, zoom out, zoom out. You keep zooming out. And I love how that visual in actual reality, when we're told to bird's eye things or zoom out of things, it's actually just as true on our digital devices. And it's helpful when we zoom out, you know, of Google Maps or zoom out of a picture. You know, we can really zoom in on things, but then you can zoom out and that helps a lot more. And I want to talk about that for your life and the bird's eye view living. Yesterday, I was walking in the mall. I went to go buy some new shit because I think that's helpful when you buy new items and new clothes and just lifts up your spirit. I like going to Zara. They have good deals and they got like this European kind of blend. So I like shopping there. I go to Dayland Mall here in Miami, popular mall. And I was walking through the mall and I had just finished shopping. I was observing everybody because that's what I do. And then I was just thinking about like, what do they see when they're looking at me? And I don't mean that from like a, how do I look? I mean, like, I was trying to picture myself walking in the mall, like from a bird's eye view. So I imagine myself like in another person or above in the roof, like looking down and like seeing myself walking, seeing myself move, seeing myself hold my bags, seeing myself like stop and then maybe like scratch my head. Or, and I was just zooming out and zooming out and zooming out. And I was like observing this man walking in the mall, holding his bag. And I was seeing how he walks and how he moves and the things that he says and what he does and just his mannerisms and his energy. And yeah, a little bit of image, like how he looks and what he's wearing, but mainly like his presence in the world. And then I looked at other people walking by me, and I imagine if I was inside of them, and I imagine them walking past me. And it was like this bird's eye moment. But usually when we say bird's eye, we think of above, right? Because birds fly above us. But, you know, that's just a term we use to give us a better idea of what we're trying to refer to. But you can put the eye, you can put the view on, in any direction behind you. Have you ever like thought of yourself like from like imagine yourself walking in front of yourself, you know, like seeing yourself there? You probably have never like thought of that. Or maybe like giving you the bird's eye view from the side. Like, how do I look from the side? Like thinking of yourself and then visualizing yourself. So as I'm walking in the mall, I'm like seeing all these angles of myself, and I'm like imagining myself in the other person. What are they seeing as I walk through them, walk by them, past them? I'm looking at the people on the side. I'm like, imagine myself. I'm like so like bird's eye in all angles of myself. And I'm like highly self-conscious. And when I say self-conscious, I don't mean like a negative thing. I mean like awareness, like just like a presence, an awareness of this Justin walking through the mall. And I'm seeing myself in all the people, and I'm watching myself go by. You're probably like, holy shit, Jay, did you take a mushroom before this podcast? I swear I didn't. This is the things that go through my mind, not all the time, but sometimes I do like these little practices in my head, and I observe. And you know, you just have a lot of free time, and when you're a deep thinker, you do things like this. And I was just, and I don't smoke or nothing like that. I just have these insights. And then I began to see myself more from the lens of the people around me as opposed to my own eyeballs and what I see, if that makes sense. And this is a good exercise, especially when you're in crowds of people. And then as I was there and I was doing it more, I was like, it had been a few minutes, and I was like, oh, man, this is making me feel a little like anxious. You know, I don't know. I just started feeling a little anxiety, and then I just snapped out of it. But it was almost like a trance-like state where I was like stepping out of myself, and I was like in the people walking by me. And then I kind of like forgot myself, and I was just like in them, and I was walking. But I was like seeing me walk. I know it's kind of weird, guys, but, and the reason I bring it up, and I'm not suggesting you do things like this, especially when you're walking in a mall, you can do it when you're sitting down, but it was like it started to get anxious or whatever, but because I'm just like that, like I struggle with anxiety, but at its healthiest stage, it was very meditative. It was very soothing. It was like a, it just had this feeling of like, oh, there I am. Wow, look at me walk. And then I began to like love myself. I was like, yeah, I love that guy's cool. I like that guy. Look at that guy. Look at his energy. Look at his presence. Look at his smile. Look at his way. Look at how he carries himself, you know? And again, the reason I'm bringing this up in this exercise is not so much that you do it, but if you want to, you can. It's not hard, but it does take focus and awareness, and you should be by yourself when you do it. But I bring it up because I feel like when I do that, when I become like highly aware of myself, I begin to like realize that all these people around me, whether they know it or not, like I'm doing that to them, if that makes sense. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we're all very much connected. And what I'm seeing in another is what I'm seeing in myself. And what they're seeing in me is what they see in themselves. And as I look at these people, I realize that it's just a reflection back on myself. This is a little deep, guys. And if you're not into this shit, then, you know, you can turn me off. But it brought knowledge to me, and what I'm trying to give to you is the interconnectedness of us all. Things get messy when, you know, you talk to someone or someone's mad at you. Like, it blurs it, you know? But from, like, a energetic perspective, we're all very much one and connected. And as I step outside of myself and I look at myself, I can see that everyone else is very much the same. Everyone else has that ability too, of course, but everyone has this ability to be self-conscious. And as I become more self-conscious, again, in the positive way, like awareness, as I become more aware of myself and who I am, I begin to see, like, yeah, like, that person's just like me. She's just like me. He's just like me. And all these people are just mirrors and reflections of who I am. And it gets messy again because I can grab somebody, right? Like, I can touch them. There's the physical world, right? Like, someone could slap me, you know? I could grab someone's watch. Like, you know what I mean? But, and that's where you forget this truth. But apart from the physical world, right? Like, what we're seeing energetically and spiritually, if you will, is just a reflection of who we are in everyone else. Like, I'm seeing these souls, these bodies, these spiritual bodies, these breaths, this energy. And I'm like, there I am. There I am. There I am. There I am. And they're all reflections of me. Again, like, you won't see it if you think of it like, what are you talking about, bro? That's an actual person. Like, that I can touch them. Like, that's the physical world. I agree with you. But I'm not talking about the physical world. I can grab the cup in front of me. I'm talking about the energetic, magnetic world, right? You can't, even though someone's mad at you, you can't grab madness. You can't grab anger. Even though you feel like your spouse loves you, you can't grab love. Even if they touch you in a loving way, you can't say that that's love. That's their hand. It's not love. What is love? You can't grab it. Someone's mad at you, you can't grab madness. It's invisible. And that's what I'm talking about when I'm talking about the energetic side of the humans around me. And ultimately, apart from the physical world, all of these things are just a reflection of my own being and my own soul. And but then again, that's true for you too, you know? So that's why I say we're all one, because the whole thing is very much connected. And that is a little bit about the bird's eye view and the interconnectedness of us all. And when you're standing, when you have your Google Maps open, right? If you open up your Google Maps, you'll see your street. And then you zoom out a little more, you see your neighborhood. You zoom out a little more, you see your city. You zoom out a little more, you see your state. You see your country. You see your world. You see the whole earth. And I don't think Google Maps goes that far, but if you keep going further and further and further away, you'll see this, the fucking solar system, the Milky Way galaxy. And you just keep, you go through the planets, you go through all the other galaxies, you just keep seeing it. And you keep, if you just keep scrolling back, let's just imagine for a second, you just keep scrolling back, you keep scrolling back, you keep scrolling back. Eventually everything is just black. Or stars, but just keep going, and eventually it's all the same. It's all the same thing. And that's, if that makes sense to you, that's what I'm trying to speak of. The interconnectedness of us all. But at its finite level, like, it all seems different, but, and it all seems like you can grab something and touch something, and, but on the deeper level, we're all very much connected. So stepping outside of myself for moments is when I'm able to really see that. And when you see that, you it, like, things become rather foolish. Like, someone's mad at you. Oh, wow, they're mad at me. Oh, you know, I don't get too caught up in stuff. So I hope that helps, even if it's in a little weird way. Those are some thoughts from the dome of Justin Aguirre. And this is probably one of the most far-fetched episodes I've ever made in the entirety of my podcasting career. But hey, I'll talk to you about all the things that are happening in me. And a lot of them speak to you. Maybe this one doesn't. Maybe it does, but this is just me. So I hope it helps you in some way. And if it doesn't, well, I'll have another one soon. Thanks, guys.